This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. On Dynamic banter.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom, zoom, zoom, zoom. Boom, boom, zoom, zoom, zoom. Boom, boom, zoom, zoom, zoom.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter.
Oh, nothing got recorded. Okay, now I have it.
Are we back?
We're back.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter, huh? Oops.
And it's so good to be back, and it's so good to be back with you.
Mike.
Yes.
The coronavirus.
Oh, fuck. Everyone wash your ass and don't let anyone sneeze in your mouth.
Everyone rush to the grocery store and pick up every tube of toothpaste they have.
Make sure you get all the bread.
Get all the baggies.
Is the bread gonna make you not want to touch your face less?
You better rush to the store and get every single bag.
The doctor said stop buying all of the gauze. Because there's people who really need the gauze and you're giving it to your healthy family instead. Healthy people walking around with masks, taking masks away from unhealthy people, thus leading to more illnesses because you're scared about it.
I gotta tell you right now. I gotta tell you, I'm freaking out about this coronavirus. Okay, so I went to the store to go pick up supplies, and all the balloons were gone.
All the balloons were gone? Well, did you move your family to safer climes?
I dug a hole into the ground in my backyard that me and my family are going to stand in.
And together. You put your family in the hole.
We're going to get in the hole when the coronavirus hits.
So smart. So smart.
We're going to have all the containers from Target. All of the plastic containers.
I'll tell you what I did. I went to the store immediately once I heard this was a pandemic.
Why are people buying toilet paper?
Are you not interested in what I bought at the store?
What did you buy?
All the milk.
It'll keep you safe.
All the milk will keep us safe.
All the milk will keep us safe.
All the milk will keep us safe.
Why are people buying up all the fucking toilet paper? That's crazy.
I haven't been able to get milk in forever.
That's crazy. Are you really trying to get milk?
No. Just get a bidet, dog. Instead of milk. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Somebody described a bidet perfectly to me. I think it was my brother-in-law, Tim. He was
shout
like,
out to Tim.
Shout out one time to Tim. He was like, if you're outside and you're cleaning up after your dog and you get dog shit on your hands, mm-hmm. What would you rather do? Go inside and get it off with water? Or spread it around your hands with a towel, a dry paper towel.
Well, the dry paper towel is going to clean you just as well as getting your hand under the faucet with soap.
I feel like there's inconsistencies in it. I feel like there might be inconsistencies in the, it's inconsistent with what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, I've totally heard that before. I've heard that. I've heard that it's like, would you fucking, if you got poop on your hand, would mm-hmm. you wipe it with a dry towel and think that's fine?
Yeah.
That's what you're doing when you're using TP, baby.
Yeah, and you gotta get it off your ass. And don't worry about becoming gay, because if you're gay, you'll figure it out eventually anyway.
Is there something there that makes you become gay?
I think the number one pushback from straight guys who have never used a bidet is... I don't want water shooting in my ass. It's
yeah,
gay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're right. You're right. That's so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I'm uncomfortable.
Dude, that's the best when people have a really dumb reason to not do something.
Because
and then
gay?
You know how awesome it is. And
oh,
they're
yeah.
just not. having it.
Dude, I've said it before. We are the Japanese, or like anywhere where they use bidets, European countries, Asian countries, whatever, mm-hmm. where they regularly use bidets, the mm-hmm. America states, the United yeah. Americas,
yeah,
they're like in the Stone Age in toilet technology.
Yeah, that's why our standardized testing scores are so bad, because we got these kids rubbing a dry ass.
Wiping their dry asses. Yeah. And then dry ass walking back into the classroom
mm-hmm.
and sitting there dried off.
Yeah, next thing you know, the bell comes. You got the next algebra class coming in, sitting in your dry ass runoff.
More dry ass. Yeah, no, I've totally... Think about in the 1800s how dry everyone's ass was.
Give me a second. I'm there.
Mike, there's so much to talk about right now.
There is.
There's so much to talk about. But can I... Before we start getting into our She-Nan Niggins, can I...
You're riding a line. You're riding a line for this funky language.
Did you get worried for a second?
I did get a little worried, and then I was like, oh, he's saying this. Everything's fine. Consistencies.
What was the thing that we were repeating last week on the... In the ad, there was something that kept coming back up in there.
Oh,
I can't remember what it was.
I honestly don't.
This is what happens, man. And then people tweet me the bits, and I'm like, dude, I don't know if you're an insane person or if that's something I said that I totally forgot I said.
But what a, and in the same token, what an adorably nice way to show that you're supportive of the show.
Oh, totally.
So 100%. Love it all the time. But then sometimes, like you were saying, people tweet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Did you think that this was somebody else?
Right.
They're like, no, you said this.
And it's not on them in any way.
No.
It's
no.
on our bad memories.
You ever start a podcast from
March to January?
Yes or no? Did you ever start it like at the beginning, way after it came out, and then you have to catch up?
Yes.
And you want to like tweet the host, like, remember when you...
Yeah, yeah, I get
People
it.
Just do that to us all the
You're
time.
You're right. They're yeah. like, I just got started. Like someone tweeted at me, I just got started on Dynamic Banter, and I could not believe what happened to Cecil at the garbage factory.
Yeah,
it's like, who dude, the fuck?
Super specific. You know that hoodie we have with the chicken on it?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
There's somebody who bought it. And has no idea because they just started the podcast. They're like, well, I can't wait until I figure out what this reference is.
They're just like, this is cool. This is a cool, strange design.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into the crazy tangents and shit.
Yeah, no.
Dude, we got to talk about the soda parlor.
Yeah.
Just really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Nashville got hit with a crazy fucking twister.
Yeah.
And it, like, devastated... a lot of the city mm-hmm. and it devastated and it took lives.
It's so like, I think around 22 people, died, and that's crazy.
That's insane.
It was such a big storm. And of course the Rogerses, Olin and Rachel own the soda parlor down there. Me and Steve did two live shows.
That's right.
Down there. And it was awesome. I go down there and I do stand up all the time. I was just there 4 weeks ago.
Oh man. It's way sooner than we both were to when we were together. If you do
yeah,
math.
That checks out. I don't have a calendar.
Pull out a calendar and a calculator because you're going to want to write this down.
But it's such a beautiful place and such a big place. And they have their, you know, all their like apparel there, and they do this like specialty ice cream stuff and specialty sodas that you can't find anywhere else. Just this big, like cool place to hang out. And it got like leveled by this fucking tornado. And it's so crazy when such a disaster goes through like a major city area. Cause tornadoes happen all the time, but normally like they'll take out a barn or like a small neighborhood, which is way cooler than taking out a soda parlor.
Way cooler.
No, it just sucks when it goes through a highly populated area like that. It's very unlucky, but I don't know. Everything happens for a reason. Something great will come out of this.
Totally. I don't think this is the end of the soda parlor.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be, but it sounds like the building might be condemned soon because
the building
it got destroyed.
Like, I saw a bunch of pictures, and from the front, it looks like some windows are broken. And then from the back, it's like, oh, there's not like a roof
there. Yeah, the roof is gone. Yeah.
And then they got looted, I guess.
Yeah, they got looted.
So that sucks.
Do you know if their
somebody needed that soda more than them.
Is their place okay?
Their home?
Yeah.
Their home is okay. All the employees of the shop are okay. No one was there.
Good. Because I wasn't sure if it had made it to their home or anything like that. No, I didn't think their see homes any. Are that's okay. Good.
But Rachel was here. Rachel was in that chair.
No way.
When me and Zoya recorded our last podcast, and then she was at my show in Studio City when they were like getting weather updates on their phone.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Really crazy. Is that me or you? It doesn't matter.
Let's get the aliens in here to talk about it.
Aliens, now you see it from a different perspective.
But I just wanted to just bring attention to the fact that it's really a tragic thing because that place was awesome. Yeah. And I was literally just like, not even like 3 days ago, was because Elliot was drinking out of a soda parlor mug that we have at the Valley Folk office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, have you ever performed at the soda parlor? And he's like, no, I haven't. I was like, you just have to.
Yeah.
Because you'll love it. And the crowd is great. And it's like, and then I was telling someone fucking else about it too. Someone's going to Nashville soon, and I was like, get hot chicken and do all this shit, and I was like, go to the soda parlor because they have the fucking best crazy ice cream concoctions, and like it's not like a soda place, it's like an old timey soda place,
soda jerk,
right, where there's ice cream floats and like crazy shakes and mm-hmm. and really delicious treats and stuff. And then it was, yeah, like Mike said, it was also a shop with all their cool merch.
Yeah.
And I went nuts in there. I was like, I want the NASA socks, I want the fucking soda shop mm-hmm. shirt, I want all this shit. And and then there was like this beautiful wall of arcade machines.
Yeah, they're all gone.
It's all gone.
Yeah,
it's like devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And
free arcades, by the way. So you could just go in there and play this line of like 10 arcade games.
We hid our little thumb drive in there, remember?
Yeah.
When we did the secret hidden whatever it was. Yeah, I don't even remember what was on it anymore.
One person knows.
You can't call me Hector.
Call me out.
But anyway, we could go on and on about how great it was and how sad we are, but I really just wanted to bring attention to it and also bring attention to a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Where they're accepting donations to help rebuild the place or maybe open it in a new location or something if they're not able to rebuild it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so on the GoFundMe it says, on top of all the destruction, the place was looted, which means nothing to me. All of that can be replaced. My mind goes out to, oh crap, we have a bunch of employees that don't have a job right now. So he says, I've seen many of you asking, begging to help. I'm going to set up a GoFundMe for $1 because I don't have a number in my head and it's totally up to you. You don't feel the need to do this. This is where it would go. To give our employees some bridge money to find a new job, removal, storage of everything in the shop, whatever that wasn't looted. And then they'd throw some to a charity to help some people who were affected by it. And then whatever's left over, they said we would throw at the beginnings of a soda parlor 2.0. Pretty positive insurance will cover this.
So here's where my mind goes mm-hmm. now. And that's an official GoFundMe from Olin.
Yes, that's how I know it's official. GoFundMe, yes.
Now I'm like, you know, after hearing it like that, did a disgruntled employee make a tornado to get out of work?
Is this something that we could dig into?
I mean, I don't know who to call. I'm not a detective. I'm not going to pretend I am. But I would like to find out if one of the employees made a tornado.
I have to be honest with you, Mike. I've worked a job where some days I feel like if only I knew how to make a tornado.
I could tell you right now.
We'll be right back.
Consistencies in the and we're back. What you do is you take a 2 liter soda bottle.
Anyway, and you tape them together. You take two liter soda bottles.
And you put green or blue food coloring in it.
And then you put a little man in there.
Houses from the Monopoly game.
That's right. And the dog if you're feeling funny.
But yeah, that fucking sucks that that happened to them. And it's such a beautiful place. So help out if you can. Anything.
Yeah, just go to GoFundMe and look for Olin Rogers. Or you can type in the soda parlor, and I'm sure you'll find the official Olin Rogers GoFundMe. So anyway. And also, before we get too much deeper, I had a letter in my old backpack from someone to Dynamic Banter, the BBBBBB boys from Jackson, from Bradley, Illinois.
Okay. Bradley, Illinois. We got Jackson. Jackson, you're on Live at 5 with Steve's Mike.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confusing. I'm being confusing.
It's
right
a letter
now.
All the information is in front of you.
I know, but I said Jackson by accident because Jackson is the name of the street that he lives on. But this person's name is Sammy. And also Bradley. You guys are
Cooper.
There's four names in this address. Too and many. It's really confusing.
I don't trust it.
But yeah, it's Sammy Zarabsky. Come on, Zarabsky!
Sam Zarabsky ran a 2.5 faster than anyone I ever seen in my damn life.
All right, Zabraski.
Sam Zabraski could carry a ball past the town.
Oh, Zabraski looks exactly how you think he looks.
Is he bigger and has a mustache? Is he wide?
I'm sorry, it's Zarabsky.
Zarabsky!
Zarabsky!
Hold on to that ball, Zarabsky!
Zarabsky looks the way you think Zarabsky looks, but I'll get to that in a second. But
does he have a football helmet on?
I mean, at one point, I'm sure he did. It's a save the date, Mike. We got invited to a wedding in Frankfort, Illinois. Frankfort. It sounds like someone farted into a...
in two farts, Illinois.
Two farts,
Illinois. What are we talking about for dates?
We got a November 7th.
Busy.
Yeah.
That's 3 days before my mom's birthday. I can't be going to weddings.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I will come to your wedding, though. Consistent with one.
What is Frankfort, Illinois near your hood?
No.
Okay.
Not even close.
But here's Zarabsky. Is it Zarabsky? Zarabsky. Yeah, there you go. There's Zarabsky.
Oh, fuck. Are these pictures of kissing or what?
It's a nice invitation. It's got like a lumberjacky kind of vibe.
I want to explain all these pictures.
Go for it.
Steve, can I get some kind of something?
Yeah, of course. I want to give you something nice.
Steve,
though,
would you mind if I had some kind of something for explaining the pictures?
Yeah, but can I give you something nice?
What a question, Steve.
Would it be all right?
Steve, I would love something nice.
What the fuck?
I have so much going on over here. I just want to explain. So this is on November 7th, 2020, S&S. I'm saying Sammy and Sean. The two are getting married November 7th, 2020. Frankfort, Illinois. And they hope we'll join us. They hope we'll join them. But we won't. But we're so honored to be invited to the wedding that I'm about to explain to you the pictures on the back of this invitation. Picture number one.
Excuse me.
Sammy and Sean are sitting on a log that says, "Sit and kiss." The love log. Somebody painted a log. And they're sitting in there drinking what could be hot chocolate, could be coffee, could be a warm cider. Picture number two, moving left to right. Sammy has his hand on Sam's chest. Sammy has her hand on Sean's chest. Big, broad chest. This guy played football. Moving in a diagonally left direction. Sean has his nose on Sammy's head. Sammy has her nose on Sean's chin.
Sean's chin.
Let's keep with the chin theme as we move from left to right. Sammy has her hand on Sean's chin.
Sean's chin.
That's it.
Sean's chin.
That's it. Moving diagonally left again. Their noses are touching. I think it's a backlight situation. The light is coming from behind the photographer, and they're touching their noses, and they're about to be in love forever.
That's it.
Love a nose touch.
Intimate nose touch.
The last picture, moving from left to right. Sean, in an incredible turn of events, is now touching Sammy's chin.
Sammy's chin.
In this picture, I can only assume that they're ready and willing to live happily ever after with each other. They look very happy, and I'm sorry we can't make Sammy's it to your wedding.
Sean's nose. He left a note. Ryan, can you cut me? We'll send a photo of this to Ryan. And then in the video, Ryan can cut to everything we're talking about.
Also, if you want to pay us $700, we'll do that for your wedding.
We'll do your wedding video, yeah. How does this...
Sammy's chin. Sean's nose.
To Mike Falzone, the comedian, and to Steve as well, if he wishes to join him.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Me and my fiancé, humble brag, saw that one comedian I just mentioned in Chicago some time ago.
Oh, I know who the fuck this is. Dude, I had it just for reference. I had a video come out a couple weeks ago where I was doing crowd work in Chicago to a young man who was a football player who fell in love with his trainer. And this is them. And
no,
I was like, invite me to your wedding.
Way.
So it looks like someone just cleared their schedule.
Dude. And you were guessing if he had a football helmet and everything.
Yeah. I pegged this guy twice in two different states.
In two different states. Nice work.
Cut
man.
That audio up and use it however you want.
We were the nice couple, not the ones who just ate dinner in a garage.
They broke up since.
He was the one who ate dinner in the garage.
Yeah. They got salmonella and they broke it. They were on like a second date.
Did they really eat dinner in a garage?
Yeah, I think I have another clip coming out about it. But they went at a garage that was famous for its burgers. And I was like, what you get? And the girl was like, mushroom sandwich. And I was like, so you went into a garage and you looked around and you said, this is a pretty good place to eat in this garage. You any plaques on the wall or anything? Yeah, famous burgers. Okay. Garage. Famous for burgers. I'll take the mushroom sandwich.
Wait. Wait a minute. It was a real garage. Just right over here.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go to the garage.
But
that's how it was explained to
me. But do you think it was a house garage or like an auto garage?
Auto garage converted to make burgers. World famous burgers.
So it was someone's house.
No, I don't know. Sometimes no, you have like a garage, like a Jiffy Lube type garage. That's what I was picturing.
So like a car repair garage.
Yes.
Yeah. He was the one with the big arms in the tank top, not a humble brag.
Well, kinda.
You and Olin have made us two very happy people for a big majority of our lives, and so we wanted to take this opportunity to invite you and your lovely wives to the biggest day of our lives, our wedding.
That rhymed in an adorable way.
heaven's nose. And Sammy's chair. Sammy's chair.
You do not have to make it. Get.
Heart attack.
You do not have to make it. But you would be a big dummy if you didn't. But we just wanted you to know how much your humor and antics have meant to us, and wanted to just include you in some way on this day, and sending you this Save the Date was one of our ways of doing so.
I love it.
Thank you so much for filling our lives with humor, unlike anyone else's. A formal invitation will follow sometime in the near future, if I ever order them. Or
if
not.
If we decide to follow through with this.
I'm not sure how weddings work. This is my first time. Much love, Sammy.
Sammy's nose.
Soon to be...
Sammy's nose.
Code banter.
Much love, Sammy, soon to be Gallagher. Gallagher? And the guy with the big muscles. XO, XXOO, XO.
You better keep those muscles so she doesn't leave.
Two small X's. Two large O's. One large X. One large O. One small X. And two small O's.
That's a fat bar, skinny bar, skinny bar, fat bar, thin bar, fat bar, skinny bar, fat bar.
By my math, this man is giving you two small hugs.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Two large kisses.
Ooh, thank you.
One large hug.
Ooh, okay.
One small kiss.
Thank you.
One small hug.
Okay.
And two last small kisses.
Sean's nose.
Oh, and then he says in parentheses, hug, hug, kiss, kiss, big hug, little kiss, little hug, kiss, kiss.
That would make a pretty cool song.
And then he added Bigfoot in there for just because it says.
Oh, okay. Is that pasted in there?
That's this is the thing that I've been very confused about this entire time.
Uh-huh.
It's a big photo of Bigfoot that he taped and or like glued over to the other side. And like, why didn't you just trim it? He glued it on the back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he wanted it to fit in the same envelope that this happens in.
But it's like, it's also not really like a full-size piece of paper either.
Yeah.
It's like half a piece. It's like a fourth of a piece
that
of paper.
That paper's been customized to fit into a very specific envelope. A very specific set of envelopes.
It's like either this person has too many scissors... Or not enough.
You didn't like that at all? Liam Neeson talking about engagement materials. I have a very specific set of envelopes.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, fucking shit.
Skip.
Alright, well anyway, that's
that was
end.
Wonderful, and I'm really gonna try to come to your wedding because just knowing that you have an extra expense. Because I gotta eat chicken at your wedding. That's
very
funny.
Or chicken or fish.
Or fish. This is not the official RSVP, but I am officially RSVPing right now. Me and Zoe and Steve are bringing our hungriest times. And we're coming to your wedding and we're gonna take our plates inside and eat in your house.
We're going to eat in your garage.
We're going to eat a buffalo mushroom sandwich in your garage on the happiest day of your life.
Buffalo mushroom sandwich.
We're going to buffalize it.
All right, where are we at? Where are we at right now?
Imagine working at a place where you got to be like, chicken sandwich, huh? Would you like to buffalize it? What's worse?
Yeah, let me get the fries buffalo style. Well, buffalo style would probably work.
Buffalo style, but specifically having to say, would you like to buffaloize the fries?
Can I buffaloize the salad?
Dude, what's worse? Having to sing a specialized birthday song at a restaurant as an employee or asking if they want to would you like to buffaloize that Diet Coke?
It's actually hard to figure out what's worse.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some ads really quick, and then we can jump right back into the action. You know what I mean, everybody?
Let's go ahead and sync it up.
Reverse scroll, please. Nice. Sound like a raptor from Jurassic Park. Yeah.
Skin.
All right, let's do some ads here. Guys, let's talk about Squarespace.
Sean's nose, Sammy's chin.
Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful site, and Mike uses it.
I love Squarespace. I swear by it because it never lets me down.
Right. And what is it, Mike? What is it?
It's a website to build out your dreams. You could choose from really hundreds of thousands of award-winning templates, so you could automatically make your website as pretty as it needs to be, and it conforms perfectly to mobile. So if you're saying, hey, check out my website, and the person's like, I don't want to because I'm on my phone, there's literally
no easy way to do it.
You could do Sean's nose dot Sammy's chin with Squarespace. That's the truth.
That's great. I would love that.
Yeah. Somebody will. Dude, that's what your engagement website should be. Sean's when everyone's like, how Sammy's do I get chin. To the reception? We told you all the directions. We're on Sean's nose dot Sammy's chin / our special
And then
date.
When you go to the webpage, the front, the first thing you see is a giant square with Sean's nose,
yeah,
and a giant square with Sammy's chin.
Yeah, and you got to pick which side right. you want to sit on.
Are you sitting on the nose side or the chin side?
Are you friends of the chin?
Guys, what can you do with Squarespace, though? You can create websites. You can turn your cool idea into a website. You can showcase your work, blog, or publish content. All that good stuff. Beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell stuff very easily. It's the ability to look and feel your best.
That's right, Steve. That's 100%.
And there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever, and it works right out of the box.
You'll just always have an amazing website. You won't really need to upkeep it that much. It'll just be awesome, and it'll work all the time, which is really all you can suspect out of a website. Do you have something to sell? Do you have something to tell the world? You could do so with Squarespace.
You know what this sounds like? Hobbits live in a hole on the side of a hill in Hobbiton. It sounds like the beginning of Lord of the Rings when he's like explaining.
It's what whimsical like this?
It's whimsical.
I don't think I've ever seen Lord of the Rings.
But Mike's right, guys. It is a website you can use to make websites.
Thank you, Steve.
Built-in search engines, huh? How about that? That's nice. And 24/7 award-winning customer support.
That's good. You gotta have your website pop up at the top of Google here.
Are you ready to start your new business? Are you ready to start selling stuff online? Are you ready to make a funny website and make your friends laugh?
Yes.
Then go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/banter. Use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off. It's a no-brainer because it's Sean's nose.
Sammy's chin. Sammy's chin. Sammy's chin.
You can't do that. We're breaking the rules. You can't do that.
Holy
you can't
shit.
Keep starting a song and then stopping it. Can we release an album like
dude.
That? Where the track will just, like, in the middle of it, will just stop.
Dude, we kind of release an hour of that every week.
We dropped some albums already.
Yeah.
All right, we got another ad here. Excuse me.
Did I tell you I accidentally swore on the radio?
You gotta talk about this.
On national radio.
You gotta talk
about
this.
Because I am from this. This is what we do here.
Yeah, where we open our mouths and we say whatever we want.
But that's not for everybody, bud.
Okay, tell us after this ad really quick.
That's the whole story.
Guys, Figs.
Oh, nice.
I love Figs. I love the company. These are nice folks, and they are doing a great thing. And they make awesome clothes for people that work in the medical industry or in industries where people wear scrubs.
And we know for a fact that some of y'all just happen to be in that industry because you told us at live shows through email. Some of you are out there being better human beings than any of us and helping other human beings in their time of sickness and in need and coronavirus. And you're going to want to look your best when you do.
That's Mike, right? A nurse walks about 5 miles per shift. Doctors can work up to 80 hours per week, Mike.
And I wouldn't have them working a second less.
All on top of devoting themselves to our well-being. Are medical professionals practically superhuman? Yes.
Accurate.
Shouldn't they have a uniform that supports them in every possible way? Also, yes. Figs is an incredible company that's doing something about it, guys. They design medical apparel that looks good, feels good, and helps medical professionals perform at their very best, no matter what their day throws at them. Guys, let's talk about the features and functionality of scrubs, shall we? Figs scrubs are packed with tons of features and functionality. They created their own fabric that's antimicrobial, anti-wrinkle, moisture-wicking, full of stretch, and ridiculously soft.
What do you think moisture-wicking means?
I think that it makes water fall right off.
Oh, that's awesome. You get a little human liquid on you.
Out, I wash boom. Right off.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. And guys, they look good. My God, a jacket. I got a jacket from Figs and I love it. I wear it all the time.
So many cool pockets.
Yeah, so many pockets.
So many cool pockets and such cool shoulder definition.
Yes.
Yeah, you look like a sexy square.
You do look cool. You look cooler in them, I think. So guys, how about some ideas here? Like, is there a doctor in your house?
Is there a doctor in your house?
or a vet tech or a radiologist or any other awesome human in the medical field industries. And if you don't work in the medical industry, you definitely know someone that does.
Or even someone you know that just has syringes on them all the time.
Why don't you tell them about it or gift them some figs? How about next time your doctor is kicking, rocking it, and making you feel great, why don't you come back and see them and bring a figs gift card and be like, I got you a gift card, doc.
They would appreciate it so much.
It's a wonderful gift.
It's a wonderful gift. Do you want to see your doctor look a little bit better in his or her place of business?
Does he? Does he?
Guys, listeners of Dynamic Banter with Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza are getting 15% off for a limited time. So go to WearFigs. Go to WearFigs.com. That's WEARIS.
Let's try that one more time.
Please welcome.
What a mess, man.
That's where fake.
I wonder if there's a study where this isn't okay for the human brain.
I would imagine this is like jogging for the brain.
It's like suddenly a super loud sound, and then there's silence, and then like the half a clip from John Travolta.
Talented, one and only.
Dude, all while there's a medical professional trying to be like, I cannot wait to get some of these figs.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear how to get my figs.
If they could only tell me the website where I can get them.
All right. The website is wearfigs.com. That's spelled W-A...
It's inconsistent. Please welcome...
Wearfigs.com. WEARFIGS.com. And enter the code BANTER15 at checkout. That's BANTER15 at checkout.
Sean's nose. Sammy's chin.
Let me see that shit.
Sammy's chin. It's perfect. She's grabbing his chin.
It's adorable. That is a couple that's going to be together forever. You can tell by looking at them. That's a couple that would get one set of figs for each other.
Do we know if we're even saying it right? Like, are they...
Figs?
Do we know if it's Sammy's nose and Sean's chin?
Or Sammy is the girl.
Or is it the other way around?
I'm referring to, well, they both,
because it's
there's interaction with both.
It's Sean's chin.
Here, Sammy is manhandling Sean's chin. And here, Sean is just gently grazing
Sammy's chin.
So there is no wrong when it comes to love.
No. Or chins. Or noses.
Or fortunes.
4chan. 4chan teller. All right, Mike, tell us about how you cussed on the radio.
That's really the whole thing.
What'd you say?
So they were playing a clip where some dude was like, he got tased by the cops. And so he was screaming at the cops and he was like blacked out drunk, I think. So all you hear is like beep, beep, bleep, bleep, bleep. And then they played another clip that was two Canadian guys being racist to a Uber driver or something. And the Uber driver was like, please get out of my car. But he said it in an accent, of course. And then they were like, well, are you even supposed to be here? You beep, 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 beep. And then they had a guy getting tased by the cops, but he had 11 knives on him. And what I said was, I bet he was a pretty good conductor with all those fucking knives on him.
That's very good.
And you didn't even have to say the fucking to deliver what is really just an adorable joke. And we left because morning radio happens like you're in there for 5 minutes and then you're out.
Baby.
So I went in and I feel like I disrupted these people's lives. And then they had to have like a meeting after I left. And then I left. And I felt terrible about it.
They did have to have a meeting?
Yeah, their boss was like super upset with them. But it's considered an utterance. And it's an accident. It's not like I was like, oh, and another thing.
Yeah, no, totally.
So I just felt very bad that I caused problems for people.
Did they call you and go like, you fucking piece of shit?
No, they were... They said that it was tense for a little while, and then everybody was laughing about it by the end of the day.
Oh, that's great.
And the, his name is Panama. He came to our show afterwards, and he had a great time.
Nice.
He brought his family. Everybody had a great time.
Did you apologize again?
Oh, I apologized so many times. I said, I'm so fucking sorry. You don't even know. I don't even normally talk like this. But podcasting has ruined my life.
Oh, tell me about it.
Because now I just talk like this.
I mean, tell me about it.
How are you, man?
I'm great, man. I'm just, good. You know, fucking trucking, dog.
Good.
I'm trucking.
Great. Good.
Steve's nose.
Steve.
Mikey's chin.
Sammy's Steve.
Oh, no.
What?
I was going to play that right after you said Sammy's Steve.
Oh, I'll still take it. Even if it's late, I'll take it.
You want to jump into some history, Rose?
I would love to. I was trying to figure out if there's anything.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got, I mean, I wanted to talk a little bit about coronavirus and not touching your face and
we
stuff.
We could talk about it briefly.
I mean, just wash your hands, everybody.
Just wash your hands. People are so... Oh, man. Do just people like panicking about stuff?
Wash your hands, and if you need to cough, do it into shirt.
If you need to cough, please avoid eyes.
Retractable banners.
I found out long ago.
So gentle. Steve, can I just say real quick before we start these beautiful history roads, before we draw a map filled with history roads, March 6th, which is tonight, come and see me Friday live at the Hollywood Improv. It's a surrounded show. It's the greatest show of the month. It's my favorite night of the month, every month. March 9th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank. March 14th, I'll be at the Siren Theater. Gotta come, it's almost sold
wee
out.
You, wee you.
That theater, you've heard of it. So that's Portland, Oregon. And then May 15th and 16th, I'm at The Stand. Tickets available for both of those on MikeValzone.com, which is a Squarespace website, sponsored. And June 18th, I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store. And there's tickets for that on MikeValzone.com, a Squarespace website. Also, there will be thousands of dates in between in LA. Just come hang out. Now I'm done. Let's go to History Roads.
Go see Mike do some funnies. Will you, Donner? Darks?
Will you, Donner?
And Prancer. Guys, this History Road comes from Angel Garza.
Angel Garza.
Angel Garza.
Inhale Garza.
Angel Garza.
Inhale Garza. Exhale the bad stuff.
I did not inhale. Wickwillian candle scents is what the subject is. He says, hello, BBBBBBBB. I came up with this list of Wickwillian candle scents around the holidays, saved it, read it again, and said, that's bad. I immediately forgot about it. Flash forward to now, March 2020, and I've about two or so weeds.
Luke sounds about you had about 10 or so weeds.
And behold what I find, the list. I'm deciding that now, whether they are funny or not, is not my problem. It is now yours.
So we decide if they're funny or not?
Yeah.
Okay, this is kind of like a nice or not, don't be nice.
Should I play the music? Okay, so let's play nice or not nice to each one. Like, do you think it's funny? Or how about this, funny or not funny?
Funny or not funny? Yeah, I don't want to tamper with the game just yet.
Okay, okay. Let's do funny or not funny.
Also, then. Let's say that these are all subjective, and please let us know if something was funny to us that wasn't funny to you, or vice versa. Because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be brutally honest. If people were honest with me earlier in my comedy career, I would have gotten better quicker, I think. And that goes for any career, especially creative professional. If you could find some way to encourage somebody, but also tell them when they're not good. The problem is all of us artists are little sensitive baby bitches.
Keep going, because I need to find a track I'm looking for.
I was just making points.
Just do your top five. Do your type five.
Here's my type five on other comedians. No, man, I think about that all the time. I taped a stand-up thing once in Connecticut, and it was like my third time doing stand-up, and I was like, I should tape this for the internet, because I was doing YouTube things at the time, and I've watched it since, and I ripped it off of the internet because it was so bad. So bad. And so many people were talking, and looking back on it, there were probably like 75 people there who just wanted to come see me do an exciting thing. Like, oh, the music guy is trying stand up. We got to come. We heard the one other time he did it, he was kind of funny. So everyone came and everyone talked the whole time because none of the jokes were engaging or good. And then I go through the next several months of my life just thinking that I'm good at stand up. And then I go to New York City, Steve. I go to New York City, and then you find out you're not good, because then strangers don't feel the need to be like, to coddle your ego.
Is that true? Is it harder to? That's okay.
Mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound. Scientists were able to go.
All right, Mike. Is it hard to make people laugh in New York?
Dude, they had a whole new segment where they were like, we have this sound from a puppy that scientists have been working on. They're like, join us at 10. Like, oh, the whole family's gathered around the TV.
Yeah, can't wait. Everyone's
we're
excited.
We're going to hear a mummy talk, dude. You know how much you love mummies. You just learned about them in seventh grade. You're on such a mummy kick. And now on the news, they're going to have a real live mummy talk.
It's happening. It's happening for real right now. And we've been waiting our whole lives for this.
Go.
Oh, what a fucking letdown. Holy balls.
All right, Mike. Are you ready to play
funny or not
funny? Funny or not funny?
Yeah.
All right. Let me.
Not to be confused with nice or don't be nice, which I will put more effort into when I get some better scenarios.
All right. These are the Wickwillian candle names that this person, Angel Garza, came up with.
Are you also going to say funny or not funny?
Yes.
Okay. And we will not be influenced by each other's answers.
No.
At all. We are individual thinkers.
Thanksgiving dump.
Not funny. No.
Absolutely not funny.
Very good.
Maybe don't like lowbrow stuff. Racist grandma.
Huh. That's a not for me.
I think it's funny only because if you saw that on a candle.
Yes.
Batteries not included.
I like that one.
All right.
I like the ones where you can't even imagine what it would smell like.
Right. CBD gingerbread.
Very good.
One Tree.
Also very good.
Bad Synth.
Yeah,
I like that. Big fan of that one. Yeah. I want that one. Mom's Special Grape Juice.
Yeah, I like these.
Surprise Half Brother. Baby Skin.
I feel like that's already one.
I bet it could be. Yeah.
So not funny, but more practical than anything else.
Abuela's Breath.
Is that good?
Walmart Gift Card. I got you a Walmart gift card.
It smells like it.
Candle.
You could redeem the candle.
Sweaty Reindeer.
Yeah, these are. I like all these.
Bounced Check.
It smells like sad.
Elves Unpaid Overtime.
I don't like that one.
It's a good holiday one, though.
It is a good themed, I guess, if you had to come up with a themed collection.
Diesel Sled.
My favorite wrestler in 1994.
War on Christmas. <That's good. laughs> And Two Christmas Child.
Like two, like
TWO.
I mean, that one freaks me like, out, but it's a part of a collection, so you gotta give it a little.
It's like, oh, my daughter here, she's a two Christmas child. She's 2 years old.
She's a two-horned Christmas child.
She's been through two Christmases.
That's how you gauge people.
Yeah, well, Tony's having his fourth Christmas. Did you know that?
He can't date a girl that young. He's been through 35 Christmases.
God, you see that girl on American Idol? She's amazing. How many Christmases do you think she's lived through?
I honestly think she's 14 Christmases.
Maybe she's 14 Christmases.
She's lived through 14 Christmases.
Dude, 14 Christmases and she's got like pipes that? Like that.
Voice like that. That. Do we have another one, Steve?
That was the end of that one. But yes, we have more emails. Yes. Okay. But that was the end of the we can keep the music going through the episode.
I love that music.
It is nice. It's like comforting for some reason.
Is this the nice or not be nice music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we only save it for that?
I think it's so special. I would like to save it, but I know how long you spent.
Well, you know, I would love to... there's another track here that I really like that we could play.
This one? Great, yeah. Great British Bake Off.
And today, Aunt Tanya is making a lemon pound cake with 14 elderberries in it.
And the lads are held together by cream cheese, frosting, and so nice ciabatta.
It looks like Alexandra is using her hands to mix the very hot chocolate.
And we told her specifically not to use her hands because of the spread and contagion that is coronavirus.
Oh, look at that. There's a squirrel on the set. What? Oh, look at that.
My goodness.
My goodness, look at that.
My stars.
Haha, keep them away from my butter muffins.
And the squirrel has now gotten in to one of these stoves and the baker has not realized. Squirrel clawing and scratching at the glass sounds of like stoves.
It's screaming. You can hear it screaming.
We can hear it screaming. And we are much further away from the contestants. Contestants just seem to be not ignoring the screams of the squirrel friend.
Wow, that was a special episode of the Great British Bake Off.
One of these bakers will have a carrot cake with a scared squirrel within its walls.
Now, if you believe in that sort of thing, it does seem like the squirrel was quite terrified as it was dying. And if you do eat it, you could be ingesting the terrified feelings of that squirrel. That cake could make you feel as scared as that squirrel did before it died.
I love them. It's a great mouthfeel, and it's soft, and it's moist, but I'm scared.
What if when you ate it, what if you really ingested the feelings of the thing that you ate?
Yeah.
That sounds like some PETA shit.
You know you do.
Imagine if you cried while eating a steak. All right, I feel bad about that. Dalen Symbolist sends an email. Saying,
I had Symbolist in college.
Isn't that what they say into the microphone when they're checking the microphone?
When the S's pop.
Symbolist. Symbolist. My mic, be nice or not question. Oh, they've got be nice or not question.
Go back to the music.
Here we go.
This is perfect, man. If you keep sending them in, I won't have to think so hard. Oh, well, welcome back to everyone's favorite internet podcast game show. Nice. Oh, don't be nice. This, of course, the game show where we try to figure out if comedian Mike Falzone would be nice in this situation or not be nice. Every answer is completely honest. And you know for a fact that his co-host, Steve, is here to guess whether or not Mike would be nice or not nice. And that's the game. Steve, how are we feeling today, bud?
I feel great, Michael. How are you feeling?
Very good. You know every show starts with a prize giveaway.
That's right.
And you know that we got those brand new hoodiers.
And you know how much I love prizes.
Steve, I love a prizes. So I'm going to say the asker of this question and a random person, if we get it right, we'll both get a hoodie.
So the person who sent it and a random person
sent it for being the first person to send a nice or not be nice, right, even if it sucks,
right,
we'll get a hoodie as well as a random person if
on Twitter, if we both get it right.
Yes, if we both get it right. If you don't guess my shit right, neither of them get hoodies.
Everyone will hate us.
There has to be stakes. If there's a game, there has to be stakes. And if there's stakes, there has to be ketchup on them.
Dalen Symbolist says, "Hello, boys. Longtime listener, first time roader here. I'm a huge fan of Mike's new game show, and I thought I would submit something that happened to me recently for Steve to guess if Mike would be nice."
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, shit.
No. That's how it works. If Steve is to guess, Mike
but
would
you,
be nice.
But you're not involved in this?
No, I am.
You're still
I
involved.
Choose
okay,
what
okay.
I would be, and you have to guess right or wrong.
Okay. Or not be nice, based on a true story. Mike is walking down a neighborhood sidewalk when he passes a house with a fenced-in front yard. The gate to enter is open, and there's a man sitting on the porch. Mike walks by paying no mind, when the man says, "Hey! Did you read the sign?" In a too much angry tone. "Hey! Did you read the sign?" On the gate is a sign that reads, "Close gate if open." "Open gate?" "Dog will get loose." "Close gate." Obviously that man wants to close that gate, even though there's no dog in sight. And that, in fact, is not Mike's house. Now, Steve, my question for you is, would Mike be nice or not be nice?
I walk by a house, Steve, and this man yells at me.
It's not your house.
It's not my house.
You didn't even open that gate.
Don't know if the dog's nice. Dog could be very nice.
You don't know anything about these people. You don't know anything about that old man either.
Nope. I was just introduced to his sign.
And he's yelling at you. "Hey!
Did you see the sign?"
"You see the sign?" I'm going to say you're not going to be nice. I'm going to say not be nice. Well, but
I'm trying to actually put myself. There's one very important part of this story that contributes to how honest my answer would be.
Okay, what's that? Are you going to reveal that? Or is
Can
that
you
for
reread a part of the
Sure.
The interaction between me and the man?
Yes, Mike's walking down the neighborhood there and walks past a house with a fenced-in front yard.
Mm-hmm.
The gate to enter is open, and there's a man sitting on the porch. Mike walks by paying no mind when the man says, "Hey, did you read the sign?" In a too much angry tone. On the gate is a sign that reads, "Close gate if open, dog will get loose." Obviously, that man wants Mike to close that gate, even though there's no dog in sight.
I am I'm confident in my answer, and I can tell you exactly what I would do 100% honestly in a real life situation. So I am prepared for your answer.
Yeah, I think you're... I think it's a tough one.
You could also use any of your lifelines.
What are my lifelines?
You can call Alana. You could ask my neighbor.
Let's call Alana. Alana's going to just be like, you're going to be nice.
Because Alana would be nice.
Because Alana would be nice.
Yeah.
I already got the answer from Alana.
Okay.
I think you're going to close the gate for him because you're a nice guy. But I think you're going to say something shitty to that guy. Like, I would be like, I don't know who you are, old man, and I don't know what this situation is, but I didn't open your damn gate. But here you go. Have a nice day.
Interesting thought process, Steve.
Honestly, in that situation, I would completely ignore him and not even acknowledge him.
That's you.
Yeah, I'd keep going. Yeah. I'd be like, no one's gonna yell at me for no reason. So yeah. I think you're gonna not be nice.
Okay, Steve, can I tell you exactly what I would do?
Yes, please.
First of all, the anticipation. I'll tell you exactly what I would do. If he yelled at me in a not nice voice, did you read the sign, which has his responsibility written on it,
in a too much angry tone?
And that, Steve, that's the breaking point. Okay? I would be snarky and I would say verbatim, okay, I'll do your job. Snarkiness is not nice, thus
not nice.
Is my official answer. We got two hoodies to give out. So I need this guy's address. Please respond to him. Okay. We need your address and your size.
Oh, also he says, try to keep it short. Love you, Dalen Simblist. P.S. Mike, I hope you weren't nice to this man because I wasn't, and I don't want to feel bad.
Yeah. It's different. If that old man is like, hey, could you please... You're close to the gate. Could you please, so my dog doesn't get out? That's how you ask a stranger. Right.
Excuse me. Could you please shut that gate?
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Could you please? That's how you do it.
Excuse me, young man. Can you
close gate?
He gets right into your face.
And fast.
Would you mind closing gate?
Hey, dude. Send us your address and your preferred hoodie size.
Get ready to get hoodie sized.
You want a hoodie.
How did we do the Twitter thing last time?
We did a random... It's like we went to the last thing we posted or something, and then we picked someone from there. Or like we went to our followers.
Yeah.
How do you want to do it this time?
How do we... I just want to know that they're active, so they'll get it.
Right.
Go to the followers, I guess, and get a random one, and tell me when their latest tweet was.
Okay, yeah. That's how we did it last time, yeah. Okay, so followers. And then just do a scroop.
Yeah, might as well do two scroop.
A scribbity scroop. Okay, scribble. All right, we got Jamie Smith.
Jamie Smith. What a generic white person name.
Jamie Smith.
Is it a white person?
Doesn't tweet.
Doesn't tweet at all. Jamie at Smith. All. You're going to be cold this winter.
Yeah, sorry. Jamie Smith doesn't tweet, so we're going to go... Oh! Rosemary
Smith.
And yeah, she tweeted 3 hours ago.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
So tell Rosemary she won.
All right.
She inadvertently won.
Oh.
What?
It's the person who won last time.
How did that happen?
How the fuck did that happen? I went to her DMs. And I was like, how did we already talk to her through Dynamic Banter?
Tell her she gets another
hoodie.
You got
another hoodie.
Get out of here. Okay, so only the ask her
wins. Dude, I scrolled.
That's insane.
All right, hang on. Blind scroll.
Rosemary.
Okay, blind scroll. Stop. Rosemary. Okay, this is Emmett McCurdy. And it looks like, damn, last tweets were in December. That's too far back.
This is too much. Only the asker gets one this time.
Katie.
Katie, I'll begrudgingly send you a goddamn hoodie if you've tweeted any time in the past year and
Katie...
a half.
Katie... Yeah, Katie's good. Katie's okay. Katie tweeted. Katie retweets a lot of stuff, but she was active.
Our stuff?
It looks like Gus Johnson, so that's good. I like Gus Johnson.
Fine.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm hitting her up then. Katie!
You accidentally won a contest.
You've been randomly selected
to win a contest.
To win a free contest. Dynamic banter hoodie.
So for the rest of you guys, send in your questions, send in your be nice or not be nice to figure out exactly what I would do. And then if Steve guesses my emotion correctly, everybody fucking wins. It's not always going to be a hoodie because we don't got it like that. But if you want a hoodie, you can go to dynamicbanter.clothing and you could buy one, which would give us more money and feel better about giving out more. So that's a real solid way to reach into your own heart and help the rest of the Dynamic Banter community possibly get a hoodie by winning a contest they had nothing to do with.
All right. Dalen's got his email. All right, well, let's kill it, man. Let's
Dude, you
it.
Said exactly what I would do. You said you'd probably... You'd close the gate.
Because you're a nice guy.
But you'd have a comment.
Oh, yeah.
And you were 100% right.
Mike, it's great to see you as always. Everyone go to MikeFalzone.com. Check out those upcoming dates.
Guys, tonight is the Surrounded Crowdwork Show. You gotta come if you're in the area. All right? It's gonna be a big deal. Then Chile, then Portland, New York, all over the parts. San Diego.
You okay, buddy?
There's a lot going on inside me right now.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Mike. I want to thank me. I want to thank my dad.
Big shout out to everyone listening. Big shout out to our friends. Big shout out to our boy Ryan. He's not having the easiest time, but we love you, Ryan. You're fired, but we love you. Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to any mummies out there just itching to get out your last word on public access TV.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.